We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Kuf Sif Yud Aleph Ha'am Shachar Ekanim. People stand behind the Kahanim Elen Einam B'chal Bracha, not included in the Bracha Elam Kein Hayanusim, unless they were beyond their control. Anybody else who could have, says the Mishnah Berurah, stood in front of the Kahanim and doesn't go to stand in front of the Kahanim, showing disrespect to the Bracha. Again, therefore the Shlich Tzibur is considered part of the bracha, even though he's in front of the Kahanim, because that's where he stands. And similarly, people who were unable to make it to shul for reasons that were beyond their control are, says Ramosh and Digris Mosh, considered in category of anusim, and therefore are covered by the bracha. And actually, I saw that the Shlach Kaddish says that we know, as we mentioned earlier, in Atzisrael, they do Birkas Kohanim every day. In Chutz Laretz, we do not. And therefore, the people in Chutz Laretz are covered by the Birkas Kohanim of those in Atzisrael, since we in Chutz Laretz don't have the opportunity to have Birkas Kohanim every day. Aval Am Shem Tzadim Lefneim. If you're on the side of the Kohanim towards the front, Heim B'chal HaBracha. And there's nothing that could, even if there's something separating between the people who are getting the bracha and the Kohanim, they are included in the bracha, unless it's like a bathroom. A bathroom would be considered a hefsek. Makom she'aron kodesh kapel min ha'kaisel, and a shul where the aron kodesh juts out from the wall. Im kein ha'noshim she'aron eitzel kodesh l'mizrachi, the people that sit on that side of the shul, next to the aron kodesh, heimin at stodim she'achorei kohanim, they end up being behind the Kahanim by Birkas Kahanim. And therefore, Tzrich HaLechs Misham, they shouldn't stand there. They should go Lamed B'mok M'shiyul L'chol HaPachis M'nat Stodim Shlefnei Kahanim. They should preferably be in a place that they're standing in front of the Kahanim. However, in Mi'afshir, for example, there's a shul which is jam-packed and it's not possible for anyone to move. And therefore, wherever you stand, Harayim Kamayanusim, it's considered like it's beyond their control. Vein b'chalal bracha. Sif Yud Bei Shlich Tzibur, the Shlich Tzibur Makri Oysom Birkas Kahanim, says the words of Birkas Kahanim, Mila b'mila, word by word. Vehem Oynam Achav Kal Mila, and the Kahanim say word by word after the Shlich Tzibur, Ad Shimei Simon Pasuk Rishon, until they finish the first Pasuk, and Voynat Tzibur Omein, and then the Tzibur says Omein. And so to ken acha pasuk sheni, so the same by the second pasuk acha pasuk sishi, and so by the third pasuk. The halacha in terms of the person saying the shlich tzibur, there are places that the minig is that it's not specifically the shlich tzibur who does it, but it seems in halacha that it's preferable it should be a shlich tzibur. There's also a question: how loud should the Shlich Tzibur say his words? And it seems from the Paiskim that it should be on the same level, sound level, as the Kahanim. Not higher and not lower. The Amen is a very critical Amen. But Yisrael saying Amen, he's showing that the bracha is important to him. And therefore, even if somebody's in the middle of saying Krishma or the Birkas Krishma, he could say Amen. But to the bracha of to the three psukim, he should say Amen. But the bracha of Varchas Am Yisrael Behava, he should not say Amen if he's in the middle of the parak. Bein HaProkim of Krishma, he could say Amen. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, if somebody's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and up to Birkas Kahanim, there he shouldn't say Amen. There are those that have a minig that when the Kohanim say Hashem's name, the Tzibur says Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai. There are those that don't say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai. But even in the place where the minig is that they say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shmai, they shouldn't say it very loud. Lo Yikra Shlich Tzibur Bal Peh. The Shlich Tzibur, as he's saying the words of Baruch Kohanim, should not say them by heart. El Metach HaSidur should say it from inside a Siddur. Shlo Yisbabu, he shouldn't get confused. He could say the Amen after the Pasuk. If I have a Hefsek, it's not considered a Hefsek. She's a Tzarek Tefillah, it's part of the Tefillah. By these words, the Kohanim should move from south to north. These words are said directly to the people who they are giving a bracha to. That's why they turn to show kulam. They want to include everybody there in the bracha. Shalom. Also, when they say the word shalom, they turn back and forth. It's the end of the brachas, and they want to include everybody in this incredible bracha, and particularly in the bracha of shalom. When they are singing by v'shimrech v'yuchanech and shalom, that's the time where the tzibah says ribbono shel olam v'chulei. But the person who's saying the words, I feel like a shliach tzibur, who's calling out the words, even if he's not the shliach tzibur, he shouldn't say to you, Rabbanu Shloilem, if we're concerned, he's going to get confused. That if he's the Baal Tefillah Shlo Yomru, because he's in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, he's in the middle of the Chazar Sashatz. And saying the Rabbanu Shloilem in the middle of the Chazar Sashatz is considered a hefsek b'tefillah. The Kohanim should sing the Nigan that there's a minik to say. Again, otherwise it's going to cause confusion. When Yontif falls on Shabbos, we don't say the Rebbeinu Shloilem, unless somebody, the Rebbeinu Shloilem speaks about somebody who had a bad dream. So if somebody had a bad dream that night, then he could say the Rebbeinu Shloilem even on Shabbos. Even Yom Kippur on Shabbos, we don't say the Rebbeinu Shloilem. And as we mentioned in a previous year, that's why in certain communities they have a meaning not to say Birkas Kohanim on Shabbos when Yom Tov falls on Shabbos. And this is where that meaning came from. The Kohanim should not say the Rabbanu Shel Olam either. And they could think about the Rabbanu Shel Olam, or if they had a bad dream, they should go do Hatavas Chaloyim in front of three people whenever they can. So if you give them a B'Shosh Kohanim Omer Satevis, when the Kohanim say the words, Ein L'tzibah L'Olam Shum Pasuk, they shouldn't say any psukim, even the psukim that are printed in the Sidurim. Rak Yishma Heita B'Kavona Asateves B'nei Kohanim. They should pay attention to the words coming out from the Kohanim. K'klum Yesh Eved Shemavarach Maisoi, is it appropriate that we're getting a bracha, Ve'inamaz Mecham L'bracha, we're now listening and paying attention to the bracha. And therefore, one should learn at that time, and shouldn't say Tehillim, and if he hears from a different minion, Kaddish, Kedusha, Baruch Hu, he shouldn't answer in the middle of Birkas Kohanim. And even if he already heard Birkas Kohanim today, he should still be paying attention to Birkas Kohanim and not answering these brachas. Therefore, if somebody is saying the psukim, he can't have proper kavan on the bracha. Aksas noigim, there are places that the minig is to say the psukim. If you're going to say those psukim, they should only be said when the tzibur or the kohanim are singing. However, when the words are being said, attention should be given to the words. Sif yedalad, akach maskel shlich tzibur sim shalom. Afterwards, the shlich tzibur begins sim shalom. That's when the shliach tzibur turns the kohanim turn their faces back towards the Aron Kodesh. And they should say this tefillah until the shliach tzibur finishes the bracha and varach samo yisrael b'shalom. The amen that's being said will be both on the bracha of sim shalom and on the tefillah of the Kohanim. And that's why the Kohanim are allowed to say Amen too, because they're not saying Amen on their own tefillah, they're saying Amen on the bracha of the Shlich Tzibur. If they can't schlep that long, Rashonim Kippurim after Birkas Kohanim, before Sim Shalom is said about tefillah, They sing Hayom Tam Tzeinu. Le'yaschila Kan Rebbeinu Olam. The Kohanim should not begin saying Rebbeinu Olam at Karav L'Soif until the end of when the Baal Tefillah is saying Sim Shalom Kadeshi or next whatever he's saying to try to figure it out. Kadeshi Saimu B'Shavim Shlich Tzibur. They should finish what they're saying together when the Shlich Tzibur is finishing our verks. Amma Yisrael B'Shalom. Ein HaKohanim Shem Laskel Brichsa K'sharin V'Chulei. The Kohanim cannot begin that word. At shetichlag legamri b'tevus kohanim emi makri. Until the makri finishes the word Kohanim. Then a makri, shor lasli v'recha, he can't begin the word yurecha. At sheyichla amen pi kol tzibur. Until the tzibur finishes saying amen. The came by on amen shoinim achav yishmerachav yichanecha shalim. Domen that's cited in all these places. Yantan hamakri v'lo yaskel. The makri should not begin the words yar or yisus im shalim. Achle achi amen pi kol tzibur. You have to make sure that the amen was finished. And like the Mata Frayim says, the bracha is not effective only until the bracha is said by the Kohanim, and the Amen is said by the Tzibur. And only then, and then only, is the bracha considered that it was said. The Kohanim should not turn around away from the Tzibur until he begins, until the Baal Tefillah begins Sim Shalom. And they're not allowed to straighten out their fingers back until they turn around. They shouldn't walk off the Duchen until after the bracha of Hamvarach Amal Yisrael B'Shalom is completed by the Baal Tefillah. In many places, the meaning is that the Kohanim did not go down from the Duchen until after Kaddish, in order that both they and the Tzibur should pay attention to the Kaddish after the Chazar Sashatz, and then they go down. And on Rosh Hashanah, we wait until after all the Tekiyas. The meaning is to say Yashar Koyach after the, to thank the Kohanim for the bracha. Some people are very, say that this is very important because we're showing how important, how much we appreciate. And others say it seems like we're adding to the bracha and they're not into saying this Yashar Koyach. When the Kohanim when they ever turn their face, they should always turn towards the right. If they're standing facing the Mizrach, Yifnu L'Dorim, first they should turn to the south, V'achach L'marav, then to the west, V'achach Aduch K'shoyim K'pnei L'Mizrach, and when they're finished, Birkus Karim, turning back, Panim Derech Tzofen, they turn to the north, K'shem Yardim and Aduchim, when they go down, Yipneim K'tzas L'Negar Aron Kodesh, they shouldn't walk with their back completely towards Aron Kodesh, V'yifsu L'Chareim, they should walk away backwards, just like that's the minig when a Talmud walks away from his Rebbe, he walks away backwards, showing respect to his Rebbe. When they put on the shoes, they shouldn't touch the shoes. And the same halacha that we're learning doesn't only apply to the shoes, it applies to shoelaces as well. And if they did touch the shoes or the shoelaces, the halacha is tzrichim l'itla yadayim, they would have to wash their hands before they do anything else.